And finally, today marks the 40th anniversary of the death of Saint Padre Pio. The Holy See's Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, traveled to the southern Italian shrine of San Giovanni Rotondo to celebrate Mass in suffrage of the saint. We spoke to Father Gianluigi Pasquale, the Franciscan Capuchin friar and author of Secrets of a Soul, Padre Pio's letters to his spiritual directors. He says that Padre Pio could become a doctor of the Church.
Normally, the Catholic Church declares somebody doctor of the Church when they have a very own particular spirituality. And Padre Pio, according to my theological point of view, has his own spirituality, which is to participate to the suffering, to the sufferings, to the penance with Jesus Christ on the Holy Cross. In fact, he received the stigmata or the wound on the 18 September 1918, just 4 days after the feast of elevation of the Holy Cross, which is on our calendar on 14th of September, and just 1 day before the 17th of September, when St. Francis received his first stigmata. And he was in the choir. After taking Holy Communion, he was alone, just in front of the Holy Cross, and he heard, as he has written his letters, the voice of Jesus Christ saying, "Would you like to take part to my sufferings for the world, for the human being?" And he said yes. And just in order to answer to your question, it happens during the First World War, 1918.